30 seconds after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for the Opera Box.
Boulder Parks and Recreation Department, presenting Concerts in the Parks with the Boulder Concert Band. Concerts in the Park take place every Monday from June 17th to July 29th at a different park in the city of Boulder. Concerts feature traditional and modern concert literature designed to enrich the cultural experience of the audience and the musicians. More information at bouldercolorado.gov/parksandrec.
Ist dann der Weiber erste Pflicht.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Opera Box, everyone. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. You know, you can't have two characters talking at the same time in a play, but opera can combine the thoughts and feelings in great duets, such as this one from Mozart's Magic Flute. And I've got music of Giuseppe Verdi, Richard Wagner, Georges Bizet, Richard Strauss. Join me now for great opera duets. No man who feels love lacks a kindly heart. The Princess Pamina offers her sympathy to the birdman Papageno, reassuring him that one day he will find a wife. From Act One of Mozart's The Magic Flute. We heard Pilar Lorengar as Pamina, Hermann Prey as Papageno, Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. And it's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel, and I have got a playlist of great operatic duets. Life in the big city offers many temptations to a boy from the countryside, and while it may not always be the right thing to do, sometimes he should marry the girl his mother wants. Don José is a soldier in Seville and is enchanted by the beauty of the lusty Carmen. But while he's on duty, Michaela, the sweet girl from his village, arrives. She gives him a kiss and a letter from his mother. He asks Michaela to tell him about his mother. She tells him how his mother misses him, and she asked her to give him a kiss for her. And they sing together of the memories of home. Jose begins to read his mother's letter, and in there it tells him that he should marry Michaela. And in his heart, Don Jose believes that he will. From Act One of Carmen.
Thank you.
The young soldier Don Jose and Micaela, the girl from his village, talk about memories of home, and he begins to think she might be the right girl for him. But things don't always work out for the best. From Act One of Carmen by Georges Bizet, we heard Kiri Takanawa as Micaela, Placido Domingo as Don Jose, and Georg Schulte conducted the London Philharmonic. It's 7:16, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and you're listening to my program of great operatic duets. Well, if small-town sons should listen to their mother's advice, it follows that daughters should listen to their dad. But in Verdi's Rigoletto, the innocent Gilda comes under the spell of the rapacious Duke. They've seen each other in church, and now on the street he pretends to be a poor student, declaring his love for her, and she starts to fall for it.
Oh.
the innocent Gilda falls for the Poor Student Act and begins to fall in love with the lascivious Duke, just as her father feared. From Verdi's Rigoletto, we heard Neil Shaikoff as the Duke and Aditya Gruborova was Gilda. Giuseppe Sinopoli conducted the orchestra of the Academy of St. Cecilia. And it's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box at KGNU. And I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a program of great operatic duets. And be sure to stay with me after The Opera Box for A Classic Monday and the 21st in my series on program music. Tonight's theme, Islands of the World. That's right here at KGNU tonight at 8 p.m. Well, as bad as he is, the Duke in Rigoletto is nothing like the libertine Don Giovanni. The minute he meets the pretty Zerlina, even in the company of her fiancé, he immediately works his charm on her. Don Giovanni immediately attempts to seduce the beautiful Zerlina. from Act One of Mozart's Don Giovanni. We heard Samuel Raimi as Don Giovanni and Anna Tomoasinto as Zerlina. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Berlin Philharmonic. Now, if there are any young children in the room, you might want to have them leave or cover their ears for this next love duet from Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. Tristan is the leader of the army of the English King Mark, and Tristan killed the rebellious Irish warrior Morold, taking his lover Isolde as prisoner. King Mark plans to marry Isolde to unite their two countries. During the return trip, Isolde intended to kill Tristan and commit suicide with poison. But in the greatest Freudian slip in all of opera, she mistakenly gets a love potion. Their abject hatred instantly becomes the most intense love. In Act Two, while King Mark is away, Tristan and Isolde secretly meet. Their love is so consuming, their individual identities begin to merge into one being. And Isolde's handmaiden, Brangana, tries to warn the lovers, but they are oblivious. With waves of passion and music, there's no doubt their bodies are merging also. Oblivious to the world, they're soon caught by the king.
Oh.
Tristan and Isolde, consumed by their love, oblivious to the world, the guilty lovers are caught in flagrante delicto. From Wagner's Tristan und Isolde, we heard the great duet of Birgit Nilsson as Isolde and Wolfgang Wingassen as Tristan. Christa Ludwig was in there as Brangana. Carl Boehm conducted the Bayreuth Festival Orchestra. Well, I'm going to conclude tonight's program of great duets with a duet of innocent lovers and a happy ending. From Richard Strauss' wonderful, warm, romantic comedy, Rosenkavalier. In Der Rosenkavalier, the boorish old Baron von Ox has manipulated his way into becoming engaged to the very young and innocent Sophie. But that hasn't stopped him from trying to arrange a tryst with a chambermaid, who's actually the disguised young lover of Princess Marie Theresa. Sophie is in love with Octavian. Octavian is Maria Theresa's secret lover. At the end of the opera, the Baron is exposed for the buffoon that he is. And Maria Therese knows that she's not a girl anymore. She can't stand in Octavian's way. Octavian is grateful to her for freeing Sophie from the Baron's plan. And Sophie feels like the whole thing is a dream. Listen closely. You can hear the music sigh.
Oh.
Sophie and Octavian, two young people in love, about to live happily ever after, from the conclusion of Der Rosenkavalier, the music of Richard Strauss. In that recording, we heard Yvonne Minton as Octavian and Helen Donath as Sophie. Georg Schulte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me this evening in my program of great opera duets. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from the City of Boulder Parks and Recreation Department, presenting Concerts in the Parks with the Boulder Concert Band. Concerts in the Park take place every Monday from June 17th to July 29th at a different park in the City of Boulder. Concerts feature traditional and modern concert literature designed to enrich the cultural experience of the audience and the musicians. More information at bouldercolorado.gov/parksandrec.
Well, good evening once again, and welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. Tonight's program is the 21st in my series on program music. Poems in music illustrating an unspoken narrative. Stories, scenes, and places. And tonight, they're all inspired by Islands of the World, such as Aotearoa by Douglas Lilburn. And I've got music of Gershwin, Gustav Holst, Aino Juhani Ratavara, Carl Nielsen, and others. So grab your oars and join me for tonight's Classic Monday.